I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Sudan holds presidential and parliamentary elections in July 2009 as the country begins to tightrope walk toward the polls. Underlying turmoil threatens to sideline the peace process. Sammy Tippett Ministries' Dave Tippett was there to help equip church leaders of the future.
We held a discipleship seminar with students from the main university there in Juba, and we came together for a week seminar, and really just some of the foundations of the faith, went through teachings on that, and also applying some of those foundations to the particular situation that they face there.
Next, Buckner Adoption and Maternity Services is back in business in Russia. The ministry got its official accreditation certificate this week, completing a two-year process. During that time, it caused Buckner to suspend adoptions in Russia. Buckner's Debbie Wynn says 20 families have been waiting. Their determination is the living gospel to these kids.
I think of John 14, and in that he said, "I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you." And it is our responsibility and duty to serve these children. You know, we feel it's our calling to do that. And it's been wonderful to see churches and other Christians just come forward that have a calling.
And SIM International is providing the funding needed to help 10 churches rebuild in Peru. Last August, an earthquake destroyed many churches along the coast, killing 300 people. Construction of one brick church had taken 10 years, but the earthquake destroyed it in just 2 minutes. Two churches have now finished construction. One's almost finished, while five still face major rebuilding. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Message for the Mission, a devotion journal from Buckner International, is yours free for the asking. When you request your copy, you'll be entered to win a free mission trip with Buckner in 2009. Time's running out. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.